Well, good morning. It is Monday morning, March 16th, 2020, the day after we have canceled our first church service for the COVID-19 pandemic. What a strange morning it was. I got up and didn't know what to do with myself because I really just wanted to get myself ready and head to church, and maybe you all felt that way too. Strange morning, certainly not my idea of a great Sunday morning, because boy, we need to be together. We need to care for each other, and so together, that's what we're doing right now, listening in. At least this is together as we can be for a while. You know, Scripture tells us, do not forsake the gathering together, as some are in the habit of doing. In other words, don't miss church. And here we're in this spot where we feel as if we have no choice but to miss church. And it is uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable, to say the least. You know, when you look at the life of Jesus on this earth, you realize how many things his whole life were very, very uncomfortable. Even as a child, his parents were forced to haul him off to Egypt because it wasn't safe for him any longer to be in Bethlehem. And I'm certain it was very, very uncomfortable to be in another country, live in another culture. I'm sure it was not Mary and Joseph's first choice, but somehow God chose to send them there and used it. And in the process of that, according to Luke 2:52, he grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And later on, we would read of Jesus in Hebrews 5:8. He learned obedience from what he suffered. If you feel as if you are suffering at this moment, you too can learn obedience even in this challenging time. And I think about, what do I learn when I am in an uncomfortable spot? What is it that I learn? I have one plan, and God says, I got a different plan, or you're going to have to put it on hold for a moment so that you can learn patience, or whatever it is we learn. And I'm not sure exactly what it is. I was reading in Acts chapter 16 just a few days ago, and came across this very peculiar little phrase. It says, Paul and his companions, this is verse 6, traveled through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, or Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them. So they passed Mysia and went down to Troas. They had one plan to go one place, but they were not allowed to go in. The Spirit stopped them in their tracks, which is fascinating. Because they were stopped in their tracks in the middle of the night, Paul sees a vision of a man from Macedonia standing, begging him, come on over and help us. That was the entrance of the gospel into the European nations. That was the first time the good news came that way. It seems if you find yourself forced out of your comfort zone, maybe God is preparing you for something really, really cool. I don't know how uncomfortable or comfortable it is for you to just sort of be sequestered to your home or not able to be in public gatherings. But who knows, maybe it's a time for God to stretch us just a little bit or even a lot. And when we're not in our comfort zone, he somehow can speak in ways to us, or we are open for him speaking in ways to us that maybe we previously weren't open. And so it says... It says back to Matthew. It says in Matthew 2:21. It says, so Joseph, after he'd been in Egypt for a while, got up, took the child and his mother, and they went back to the land of Israel. We know that Jesus, we think of him as Jesus of Nazareth. He was Jesus of Nazareth rather than Jesus of Bethlehem because he was forced at that point to think of another place to live, because though Herod was no longer ruling in Judea, now Archelaus, his son, was there, and who knows what sort of evil he had in mind, just like his dad. So they left Egypt and decided to go to this up north, to the region of Galilee, to hang out in Nazareth, in fact, to live there. So thus he is Jesus of Nazareth. And when they're in Egypt, God says to him, to Joseph simply, stay there until I tell you otherwise. Stay. Just stay. I'll give you a clue when it's time to do something different. Right now it is uncomfortable, but stay. Hang out. Learn from me. Lean on me. My way is light. My way is easy. I don't know how you find yourself on this day, this first day after we missed church for the first time. I never trained for this. I never prepared for this. I find myself a little uncomfortable, but I find myself leaning heavily on the God who loves me, and praying for you all as I cannot be with you. It has occurred to us that maybe you need an opportunity to share some prayer concerns that we might put over the prayer chain. And if you do, over these next days, I invite you to email me at otis@scottk@gmail.com, and I will get your prayer concerns out. So please send them our way, because we want to be connected even though we can't bodily be together. Why don't we take a minute and pray? Father, we thank you for this morning after, this morning with our altered plans and adjusted schedules and inability to socialize maybe in the way that we would like, and social distancing and all of that, we come and sit before you in all of the awkwardness that we now face, and just ask God that you will bring us comfort, that you'll bring us peace, that you'll be with the sick and the shut in who probably feel more isolated than all the rest of us, and that you give them comfort and peace too. And we thank you, oh God, that you love us. Lord, be with our leaders as they try to figure out what to do in the middle of our mess. We ask for patience. We ask for wisdom. We ask for your presence. And may the peace that is beyond anything we could possibly understand be with all of us. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.